Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, December 22nd. I'm Ray Graff. It was a few nights before Christmas and all through the studio, not an airwave was stirring, not even mic one, because we're too busy drooling over the delicious Italian food in front of us, brought by our guests, Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's Pizzeria in Troy and Maria Pereca Papa of Pereca's Bakery in Schenectady. We're going to talk Italian food. It's always fun for a German-American to talk Italian food because he knows nothing, and Rocco can tell you this firsthand. And the famous Italian Christmas Eve tradition, it's going to be a joyous Food Friday. Whet your appetites. Give us a call, 800-348-2551. They're unloading now, 800-348-2551. Rocco, Maria, and, good stuff coming up on Vox Pop. Hello, once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's Food Friday, and if you recall, last year, right before Christmas, we did our big Christmas Eve special, and we talked about how Christmas Eve is such a great big deal for many Italian-American families, and we went through the Festival of 17 Fishes with Rocco DeFazio. This year, a little bit different, and we'll celebrate Christmas Day. And whether you celebrate Christmas or not, whether you're Italian or not, you're bound to love some of the dishes you might find at an Italian Christmas dinner. And thanks to a holiday wish come true, we have experts here to talk about it. Rocco DeFazio, he is a Hall of Famer on this program, opened DeFazio's Wood-Fired Pizzeria in Troy in 1989 and has since won numerous Best of Awards from around the capital region for its unique pizza offerings at Italian fare. Rocco is an expert in Italian foods. His parents opened Troy mainstay DeFazio Imports in 1959. He is a Siena College grad and a former science teacher, always a popular guest on this program. And today we welcome Maria Pereca Papa, who owns Pereca's Italian Kitchen in Schenectady. The bakery opened in 1914 and has been run continuously by the same family. Its hard-crusted bread has made Pereca's a destination for decades and an upstate New York landmark. And Rocco, Maria, welcome to the show. Merry Christmas.
Hey, buona Natale.
Buongiorno.
So nice to have you both here. Our number is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Before we get into the business at hand, let's find out a little bit about Pereca's. It's legendary place. So Maria, tell us about. You said there are lines outside some days.
There are lines outside as we speak. Yes.
Really.
naturally Christmas is our big season, but really, all year around, Pereca's is a destination. We are very blessed. The neighborhood bakery, there are few and far between these days.
Yeah.
And Pereca's bakery is on a little street called North J Street in Schenectady.
Oh, yeah.
In the Little Italy section. We're not so easy to find, but we're worth the search.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
And you were nice enough to bring some stuff today, so we'll try that. Yeah. What'd you bring?
Oh, I brought some bread. I brought our tomato pie. And I brought a panettone, which is we make just for Christmas and Easter. It's a sweet bread for the Polish people. They make a babka bread.
Oh yeah, sure, we have that.
Panettone is very similar to a babka, and I make it every Christmas, and sometimes it turns out just beautifully, and sometimes I have to throw the whole batch away. So I cracked this one open before the show started, and this one turned out real well, so we've got a treat.
Oh, this is great. Well,
it looks wonderful.
It is.
All right, Rocco, now last year we did the Christmas Eve.
We started the whole seven plus a couple more.
Yep.
That
number can vary,
smelts.
Right?
Oh, yeah, it could vary up to as many.
Up to 21, which is
fish, right. So, and you were a trooper last year. You hung in there, even with the smelts.
You're setting me up for something, aren't you, Rocco?
So you're a trooper, and because of that, Ray.
Oh, boy.
And now Christmas Day is really, really 360 from Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Okay, because, you've been fasting all week, then Christmas Eve, it's the fish. It's the light protein that the body can digest.
Yeah.
Now, Christmas Day, it's all out, bang.
Oh, that's good.
Meat, carne. Everything has a lot of protein, a lot of meat. You're in the middle of winter, and Christmas in my neighborhood, isn't a scene from a Norman Rockwell painting.
I believe it.
It's not a scene from a Norman Rockwell painting. Okay.
That would be one painting I'd probably buy.
Yeah, I would too. I'd buy a couple of them. It's more like something out of an Italian opera.
Yeah.
Okay, because you have a lot of people yelling and screaming, and there's got to be one woman in the house running around with a knife saying she's going to kill somebody or commit suicide. And for good reason. And for good reason, because number one, the place smells like fish.
Right.
Okay. All the guys have been drinking and playing cards all night. They're useless.
Yeah.
And the women have, you know, like all the relatives, the in-laws, the outlaws are coming over. And there's about 20 things that they have to prepare.
Yeah.
A lot of tension in the kitchen.
Sure.
Stay out of the kitchen. And the knives are flying, okay? And, you know, Uncle Vito hasn't been seen since, like, 36 hours.
Right.
And if he doesn't come in either with a fur coat on his around his arm or the keys to a pink Eldorado, someone's in trouble.
Okay.
So that's the setup scene.
Okay.
Okay. That Christmas
This is
morning.
Christmas morning.
Christmas morning. Again, it's not Norman Rockwell.
What about when Santa comes down?
Well, Santa's different. Like, most American people leave the hot cocoa for Santa.
Yeah. Well, right? Some cookies.
And some cookies.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. No. What you have in front of you is what we would leave for Santa. Okay. And you doubt me, but I'm sure there's, in Radio Land, there's going to be Italians who say, I remember that drink. I remember when my grandmother gave me that drink. And what's in that drink,
Rocco,
Ray?
What is it? Just tell me. Because
it is an egg yolk with vermouth.
An egg yolk with vermouth. You know what? Maria Pareco Papa doesn't have one.
Well,
she said she's not drinking today.
Of Italian
she said she's not
attraction.
Drinking today. So, Ray, we're going to salute because this is what you leave Santa.
So I have to drink this.
And this is what my mother would give me on winter mornings before she'd shoot me off to St. Anthony's School.
You would drink this.
I would drink this.
An egg yolk raw.
With vermouth. Okay, so it's a shot.
And I don't sip this, right?
Ready?
Okay, now hang on. If anything bad happens, Maria, start talking. I'm turning off my mic.
Salute.
Oh, it's delicious. Oh, it's fantastic.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
Have I let you down yet?
No, but I mean, I hope I don't get ptomaine or something from the raw egg.
You're not gonna get ptomaine. But this was, and believe, you're going to get calls from people from South Jersey.
Who do this? So this is not something Rocco made up to see if Ray hurls on the air. Okay.
The boys at the pizzeria were hoping you'd hurl.
Well, no Christmas gift for them.
But that's what you'd leave for Santa.
And so Santa presumably would have a couple of these at every stop.
That's why the chair's always broken and some of the gifts are opened under the tree.
Our number here, by the way, if you want to share a warm Italian-American holiday tradition, is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Well, let's talk about what you brought, and then let's take a call before the first
break.
Well,
let's have some, because the panettone is, right, Maria? That's the first thing you have in the morning.
Okay.
Oh, this is a morning.
After the egg and vermouth.
The panettone is definitely a morning thing.
Thank you. Yeah.
You would have it. It makes a delicious breakfast. You can toast it and put butter on it. I just have butter on it.
Oh, my gosh. This is the legendary Parecca's bread.
It is a sweet.
Thank you.
It is a sweet bread. I'm so hungry. I didn't eat all day. This is what happens when you bake all night, every night, forever.
Oh, boy.
Don't they go together?
Oh, yeah.
Want a little more vermouth?
No. You know, I like a good vermouth. Don't get me wrong. The egg I could probably do without. Maria, this is phenomenal.
Isn't that good? Mm. Oh, it did turn out well.
You are a genius.
Very good.
Thank you very much. Wowzers. Yeah, let's have another shot of the vermouth here. Let's take a call. 800-348-2551, the number. David in New Paltz, you're on.
Hi, Ray.
Hi.
Thanks for a good show there.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
And to you.
One
and
a half.
And my grandmother's recipe for a successful, happy dinner party.
Yeah.
She would cook the food when the pots are still hot. She would put them on the chairs of the guests before they sit down at the table. And her saying was that if the kishkes are cold, nothing tastes good. That means, translated, that if the intestines or anything below the waist is cold, nothing tastes good.
Okay.
I've never heard that one, but it's a good one.
Let me ask you, David, did your mother ever put a raw egg in with vermouth and make you drink it?
No, but eggs were really prevalent in just about everything.
Wow.
Noodles and whatever.
Well, this is a pretty good drink.
I never had anything raw.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure that the Food and Drug Administration would recommend it, but it wasn't bad at all.
It wasn't bad.
David, thanks a lot for the call. Let's go over to Maria in Old Chatham. Maria, you're on.
Hi. Yeah, my mother did that, egg with vermouth, yeah. And one time she went to the cabinet and the vermouth was almost empty, and she turned to me and she said, "Where's the vermouth?" And I said, "Well, I used to put it in my egg in the morning." I would double the amount of vermouth to go to school stoned.
Thank you, Maria. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Mary.
And you weren't paid for that, were you?
No, I was not paid for that.
My
family used to beat it,
beat the egg.
That way it would froth a little.
Then they
put the vermouth on top of there, and then we would drink it. My great-grandfather used to drink 12 raw eggs with a shot of Jack Daniel's in the morning.
Holy mackerel.
That sounds like a Sinatra drink.
We had doobie-doobie-doo. Let's take a break here. Maria, thank you for the call. 800-348-2551. We're off to a flying start. 800-348-2551. It's a Food Friday. We'll be back.
Support for WMC comes from River Valley Co-op, Northampton, Massachusetts, a food co-op featuring fresh local foods, a deli department with made-to-order sandwiches, a soup and salad bar, and a bakery, rivervalley.coop. Pekarsky's, South Deerfield, Massachusetts, family-owned since 1948, offering sausages from kielbasa to Italian to bratwurst and smoked meats, home of New England farm-made sausage, open 7 days, pekarskys.com. Harold's Ice Cream, Thorne's Marketplace, Old South Street, downtown Northampton, Massachusetts. Dairy and no moo dairy free. Handmade artisan ice cream, sweet baked goods, hot fudge, and more. Harold's.com. Cafe Capriccio, Chef Jim Rua, working to preserve and maintain the traditions of Italian cuisine and hospitality since 1982 on Grant Street in Albany, New York. CafeCapriccio.com. And Maria College, Albany, offering day and evening options for associate and bachelor's degrees. Spring semester starts soon. Fast track admission on January 4th and 9th, 9 to 6. MariaCollege.edu/register.
Vox Pop on WAMC. It's our Food Friday Italian Christmas edition, and today we're joined by Rocco DeFazio and Maria Pereca Papa, and we just had some delicious bread. What was it called again?
It's panettone.
Panettone. And what does that mean?
It's a sweet bread.
Mm, it's beautiful. Yeah, really nice. Okay, Rocco, you were saying...
Oh, in our family, during the winter months, and having Maria here, she'd know about this with the good Italian bread. I mean, Italian bread was always on the table. Mm. From the time you woke up in the morning to the time you went to bed, there was no American bread. We didn't know what American bread was. It was Italian bread.
Well, this
bread.
Is real bread.
Thank you. And what we would do, my mother would toast it in the oven and put olive oil on it.
Oh, yes.
Spread it with some nice 100% olive oil, and that's how we would eat it in the morning, and it was to die for.
That'll stop up the vermouth.
With the vermouth. It was perfect.
Yeah.
Go to school with that breath? It was... the good thing, everybody had the same breath.
Right. What's the most popular bread you guys sell over Pereca's?
Oh, we just sell our signature hard-crusted Italian bread. We have a coal-fired brick oven that's been running continuously hot since 1914.
Wow. Continuously?
We shovel in the coal a few times a day, every day. The bricks cannot cool off. They will crack if they cool.
So it has literally been running for over 100 years.
Yep. It's something to see. I mean, you know, I've been to Italy several times, and I go in the back of bakeries in Italy and tell them what we've got in Schenectady, and they say, you know what, I would really like to see that.
Well, you know, Rocco has the wood fire, and they bring mm-hmm. they bring the wood in.
And we do the same thing yeah. every night. We yeah. Before we close up the oven, we
you gotta
put wood
feed
in there,
that oven.
And at nighttime, that wood smolders, and it keeps the floor yeah. perfect, and our oven is only 30-something years old. I'm not with your numbers, but you have to do that. You got to keep that heat in the oven.
The only thing is the heat in the room. Now, my wife and I took a class over at Rocco's Kitchen one mm-hmm. time. It was so hot in there. And it wasn't even a hot day. It was just...
Yeah, yep. Well...
How do you... I mean, those guys you work for must...
they sweat a lot.
A lot of Gatorade or something. with vermouth. With vermouth. And egg. Let's go back to the phones. 800-348-2551. Doug and Hurley. Doug, you're on.
Yes, two questions, actually. The first one is, egg with vermouth, is it sweet or dry vermouth?
Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's what I figured, but I still wanted to ask. The second one, this is really tough. So my mom's 90. We grew up in North Jersey. Last year, my daughter interviewed her and asked her, like, what were her favorite memories growing up in the 30s. And she talked about some Italian thing, blood pudding. Now, what she described sounded truly awful, and she doesn't remember how it was made. But they would go to the butcher and get blood.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was something with chocolate, and it would sit under the bed for a week before they ate it. Like, what is that? It sounds horrible. But my mom talked about it as one of her most favorite memories of childhood.
Are you familiar with blood pudding, Maria? Yeah, blood pudding is, I haven't seen it. 1950-something. So yeah. I couldn't give you the recipe, but it is basically pig's blood and chocolate. You could go online and get recipes
Yikes.
For it. Yeah, it's blood pudding.
Yeah, I'd rather drink vermouth than raw egg, yeah. I think.
But... Nothing is wasted from the pig. Remember that.
Okay. All right, Doug, you want to follow up here?
I was curious because I did do a very cursory web search and I didn't find anything for it.
Really?
Like I found stuff that what I found wasn't anything like what my mom had described. So, but yeah, it had something to do with chocolate and blood and leaving it sit for a week or something. It sounded horrible.
Then it walked away with its own, its own power.
Thank you for sharing, Doug, and Merry Christmas to you. We appreciate it. 800-348-2551, the number on this Food Friday. And we're joined today by Maria Pereca Papa of Pereca's, it's bakery, but you call it a
we have a
Italian
bakery.
Kitchen.
Yeah, we have Pereca's Bakery, which has been in existence for 104 years.
Yeah.
And then next door to Pereca's Bakery is more Pereca's Italian Kitchen.
Nice.
Which is an old school Italian restaurant where you can really get some food right out of grandma's kitchen.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And Rocco DeFazio also here from DeFazio's Wood Fired Pizzeria. How's the new place coming along?
Good. We just purchased a bunch of equipment for the building.
So
we have no date yet.
You're just taking your time and making it right.
Making it right, collecting stuff and making changes.
Oh, really? How many times has the whole
thing
plan
changed? About a half a dozen times so far.
Well, you know,
every time we get some new piece, like we got the gelato equipment this past spring,
yeah.
that changed part of the restaurant.
Has that proven to be popular?
Well, I got something. I have the affogato for you today.
Okay. All right. So tell us what you brought. I don't think we even went through this yet.
All right. So we got a little something here for you, Ray.
Okay.
What we have, and Maria knows what this is.
That's a meatball.
Come on, Ray.
No?
Not just the meatball.
Okay.
What we have here is minestra. Mm-hmm. You know what minestra is? Greens and beans. And the way we jazz it up at the DeFazio's, because it's the sausage, is we grill these sausage balls in the wood-fired oven.
Yeah.
And we mix it with the greens and beans. And you got to try this.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That sounds great.
This is what we would have first part of the traditional Christmas meal, greens and beans with Italian sausage in it.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Well, we'll try that during the break?
Try it during the break.
Okay.
And the other thing I brought was a special meatball we would make, and I'm sure your family did this, Maria. You ever hear of poupettes?
What's that?
Meatballs with raisins and pine nuts.
Oh, we get those at my favorite Italian restaurant up in York Beach, Maine.
Really?
Yes, and the name eludes me. We make a point to go
there
twice.
They actually make them there.
Oh, yeah.
With the raisins, white raisins.
I don't know what color the raisins are.
It's white raisins and pinoli, pine nuts.
Yeah. My wife will kill me for forgetting the name, but it's been that kind of a day, and I think the whole vermouth
thing
really got me.
So we brought that, and then we also brought, because the women are making, it's either lasagna or cavatellis, but the big thing is the homemade ravioli.
Oh, yeah.
So what I brought is ravioli with a bolognese sauce.
Oh, fantastic.
So you got the cream and cheese from the ravioli, and it mixes with the you got enough room in there?
In me?
Yeah.
I think you know me pretty well.
I think I know you pretty
well.
How
many pizzas do I get when I go
there?
Yeah,
you don't order one.
Six
at a time.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 800-348-2551. Donna in Albany. Donna, you're on.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Thanks. Marie, does your bakery make struffoli? It's a very labor-intensive.
It is labor-intensive. Last year I made struffoli for Christmas, and I did nothing but roll those little, balls. And so this year I did not get around to it.
What is
struffoli? I apologize. Oh,
I can totally understand that. I mean, my grandmother, Josephine, my family from Naples used to make that, and they used we had a lot of kids. So when you have a lot of kids, you have a lot of hands. And all those hands would be rolling those little balls.
Right.
And then they would be, fried and then dredged in honey. And then with the little sprinkles on them. Yeah. And they look magical.
Oh
they
gosh.
Look like little jingle bells.
And they taste
that's
magical.
Really great.
Yes.
That sounds amazing. All right. Tell us about those.
Oh, I can. Donna, I'll be more than happy to share my recipe with you. I'll put it on the website.
That'd be lovely.
Okay, we'll try to get it on there before the end of the day.
Yeah, and it's just sweet and savory at the same time.
Well, you remember, I have no idea what it is. So
they're little sweet balls of dough.
Yeah,
and you roll them by hand, millions of them, deep fry them.
Oh, yeah.
Very briefly, and then roll them in a honey and sugar mixture.
Wow.
So they all stick together, and then you can make different shapes with it.
You
can
make
Christmas trees.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice. My mother would make that,
But it's a lot of work.
And then you just kind of pick it apart and eat it while you're sitting around talking and drinking.
Drinking your vermouth.
Yes.
Okay. And what else do you drink besides vermouth?
Vermouth, that's what you would have in the morning.
Yeah.
The vermouth.
A bracer. Egg and the vermouth. All right. Back to the phones we go. And Carol in Ulster Park. Carol, you're on.
Yes. Good afternoon, Ray and company, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I have a suggestion in reference to the panettone. Last year, I sliced it up and made French toast with it, and it was
that's
delicious.
That's the best.
Do you want some more panettone, Rocco?
This is really good
panettone. I can't
very
stop
good.
Eating it.
Carol, thank
it
you very much for the call. We appreciate it. The butter's good, too. Any special butter?
Anything with butter, Ray, tastes good.
You had me at butter.
You know?
Let's go to Jim in North Pownell, Vermont. Jim.
Hey, great show.
Thank you.
I don't have a drop of Italian in me. I'm Irish, English, and German. But
we'll pray for you.
The first words that ever came out of my mouth when I was a little kid were da 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 dool.
What does that
because
mean?
The Italian lady downstairs used to make me da 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 dool for lunch.
Do you know what that is?
Cabagool? Were you trying to say cabagool?
No. Pasta fazool.
That's adorable.
Pasta fazool.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Jim, thanks for the call.
And I make an Italian gravy that is to die for. My aunt, who was Italian, taught me how to make it when I was about 12 years old. And people beg me for pots of my Italian gravy.
Nice.
What was your secret, Jim?
A lot of garlic and a lot of hot sausage.
Oh, sausage will do it.
No, you can't lose. Well, thank you for the call, my friend.
Yes. Okay. Have a great one.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Our number is 800-348-2551. We're joined today by Maria Pereca Papa and Rocco DeFazio as we celebrate Italian Christmas on Food Friday. And over to line five, it's Anthony in Albany. Anthony.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
Hi.
I'm just about to start making struffoli, in about 15 minutes as soon as my oil heats up.
All right.
Okay? Nice.
Yeah.
And yesterday I made all my, we used to say gavadil or cavatelli.
Right.
Bringing that down to my in-laws Christmas Day. But anyway, it's a great show. My take on the struffola, my parents, they would heat up the honey, thin it out with the heat, and drizzle it on the struffola with some almonds.
Oh, yeah,
and
with
then
nuts.
Those small colored candies.
Yes.
And what
were
we
those
would do
colored
then
candies?
Christmas morning is, well, when we got older, when I got older, I would put them in my coffee. That's the best cup of coffee you could ever have.
I like it. I like it. Hey, Anthony, thanks for the call.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Our number is 800-348-2551. This came in via email from Nick in Williamstown, Mass. He says, blood pudding, this is in reference to the blood pudding, is actually called a sanguinaccio dolce or Italian sweet blood pudding. And, yes, there are recipes online. You see? You're going to make some, Rocco. Sweet. Do me a favor. Don't bring any, all right? Because I will draw the line.
The line.
Okay?
On blood pudding.
Ralph in Greenfield, Mass. Ralph, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon to the three of you, and happy upcoming Christmas.
You too.
I want to – I called for a little more detail on your vermouth and egg yolk. but you already said it's sweet vermouth. That's good. And do you whip the egg yolk into it?
No, we're not that fancy. We just
separate
it, drop it in, and
yeah, this is the Rocky Balboa method. I'm gonna climb some stairs after the show.
Climb a stair.
All right.
No, you don't have to whip it. Just
no, you don't. Okay.
No, you don't need to whip it.
What are the proportions for an egg yolk? How much vermouth?
A shot.
Well, just a shot. Okay.
Shot.
So
yeah. Right.
Yeah, it wasn't really swimming in it.
No shot.
You want to have the egg. Do you want to really get the essence of the egg as it goes down?
The essence of the egg.
Oh, right. So, yeah, that sounds dangerously good. And very, very nice for a youngster going off to school, too.
Yes.
Hey, the other thing, while I was waiting on the line here, I heard you talking about there's nothing I like better than hot Italian sausage. So when you talked about beans and greens and sausage, I'm envisioning, like, white beans like cannellini.
Exactly.
And maybe escargot.
Escarole, spinach, yes.
Okay.
It looks good, Ralph.
I just want to get as close as possible to what you're...
Oh, that's it. That's what we're looking at.
Is there a little chicken broth or something in there?
Chicken broth, good.
Yeah?
Yep.
Good.
We're going to try it during the first break. Maria, or the second break. Maria and I are going to eat some, so we'll let you know how it is. But thank you for the call, Sarah. Merry Christmas to you. It is Food Friday with Maria Pareca-Papa and Rocco DeFazio. Somebody earlier mentioned gabagool. And I got thinking about the last time you were on, and you said, you know, your father was very fastidious about pronouncing things.
Capicola.
What about in your house, Maria?
Capicola.
Yeah, you didn't say gabagool?
Gabagool.
Mozzarella. No?
Mozzarella.
All this stuff is, it's not really how we said it in my house.
Yes, well.
A lot of mayonnaise in my house, you know what I mean?
Mayonnaise.
All right, let's go over to Francesca in Schenectady. You're on.
Yes, hi. This is a really great show. Rocco, you took me back to the old school days of the 80s. Growing up, I used to go down into my grandmother's basement most of the time. She was cooking up a storm all the time, and she would make that egg vermouth concoction for us, too, and we were like only like 5 years old or something, drinking like liqueur and
shots.
Stuff. But it was the best. It was the best time. And
you didn't become an alcoholic, right?
No. It was funny because my dad would take us around to visit our relatives in Schenectady. I lived in the old school of Ferrari's restaurant there.
I don't know
if you've ever been there. Yeah. And he used to take us around to our relatives to pay respects for the Christmas holiday. And they would give us a shot of whatever they had.
Whatever.
That's what. You know, and we would always, like, refuse because we knew as kids that we're like, oh, we're not supposed to touch that stuff. But
no, I'd always drink
you
it.
You know, Yeah.
I'm handed a note here by the WAMC legal department. we're not in any way advocating that underage people drink. Just so you know.
Now, did your mom or your grandmother did when you went over with the homemade wine? This was my grandmother would always give, especially in the summertime, she would give you a shot maybe a little bit more than a shot and a half of wine and some 7-Up in it.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, remember?
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday. Yep, yep. Wine and 7-Up. Yep. Yeah, we're like 6 years old.
All right, we're treading on dangerous ground. All right, Francesca, thank you, and Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, Rocco, if it's not references to Ike Turner, it's this.
Should we start the show by saying have all the children leave the room?
Yes. Well, why don't I just leave
Christmas
the room?
Show.
It is true, though. I mean, it's not only underage drinking. I mean, it's infant drinking. Yes.
Okay, and again, let me reiterate. The legal department at WAMC reminds you that if you're underage, please do not... oh, God, good heavens. Let's take a break. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. It's Food Friday or something like it. We'll be back.
Support for WMC comes from Silver Bay YMCA Conference and Family Retreat Center on Lake George, offering conference spaces, lodging, and family activities, silverbay.org. Big Elm Brewing, tap room open Thursday through Saturdays, noon to 6 p.m., crafting ales and lagers in Sheffield, Massachusetts since 2012, bigelmbeer.com. The Black Sheep, downtown Amherst, a New York-style delicatessen and European-style all-butter-scratch bakery, caterer, and cafe, offering fair trade coffee, blacksheepdeli.com. Spirit House, Amherst, Massachusetts, a family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer, offering organically farmed wines from around the world, wine tastings Saturday afternoons, spirithaus.com. And Uncle Sam's All-American Chocolate Factory, celebrating the holidays with truffles, butter crunch, sea-salted caramels, peanut brittle, and ribbon candy, located on Albany Street, Schenectady, and Newton Plaza, Loudonville, UncleSamsCandy.com.
It's Food Friday. Ray Graff here, joined today by Maria Parekh-Papa and Rocco DeFazio. And Rocco, the greens and beans with the sausage balls, out of control.
They are my favorite.
Tell us about the recipe.
Very simple. You just, I have spinach. You can use escarole. A lot of people use that. I like spinach, a little heartier, a little better for you. And you start off in a frying pan with, some onion and garlic. And you can add like soppressata, which is a meat to it. They add a little flavor if you want it meaty. Some pepperoni to it, make it more meaty. Add chicken broth. I like to add some vegetarian broth and let that simmer. In the meantime, you got your spinach that I like to boil a little bit first. I throw in about a dozen pieces of garlic in the spinach while it's boiling. And then you get your cannellini beans and you... when your broth comes to a boil, you throw your spinach in, then your beans, and just let it simmer. Garlic, parsley, an hour. Yeah. Parsley, maybe some red pepper flakes, basil, black pepper, let it simmer. You take the sausage out of the casing, fry it up if you don't have a wood-fired oven. Throw that in just before you serve it.
Well, I got to say, the sausage goes so well with the greens and beans.
It does. It's brilliant.
Delicious. Go good with bread, too, you know?
Go real well with bread.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. And back to the phones we go. Let's go to Christian in Wendell, Mass. Christian, you're on.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm on the road heading north into Vermont. I'm 91, and I'm thinking about my Christmas Eve antipasto. I'd like to do a roasted, marinated vegetable addition to it, and I can't find a decent recipe.
Red roasted peppers, you could use squash, right? I mean, what would you use,
Eggplant.
Eggplant, zucchini.
I have zucchini, eggplant.
Zucchini, red roasted peppers.
Onions. But, when do I marinate it? Before I roast it or after?
Oh, before. Yeah. Before, it'll be delicious. Marinate it before, and then just roast it very lightly.
Very lightly.
You know, you want a little bit of a, you know, you want it to hold up on you. You don't want it to turn to mush.
So am I doing it in a super hot oven?
The roasting?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to, like, sear it fast, take it out.
Okay.
You know? You don't want it to be soggy.
Yeah.
Your vegetables soggy.
No.
You know, I like to sear my vegetables in the wood-fired oven.
Because you have a wood-fired oven.
I wish I had one. Yeah.
Well,
I turn
your oven up to 500 degrees for, and you know, a half an hour. Get it nice and hot. Throw it in there. Take it out.
Sounds good.
And no, it's nice. Put a one of the things you should ask Santa for is a. One of the stones to put in
your
oven.
Oh, yeah, the baking stones.
Baking stones
sure.
to put in there. You can put your vegetables on that.
Very
you can put
helpful.
Anything on that.
And, you know, give Santa a shot of vermouth with an egg in it.
Yes.
He loves that stuff.
Your chair will be broken, but that's okay.
Hey, drive safe. How are the roads out there?
Terrible. Yeah. I'm going, well, right now I'm going 50, but I was going 25 for a long time.
Yeah, take it easy. Get there safely.
You'll
thanks for
there.
The call. Our number is 800-348-2551. Maria Pereca Papa and Rocco DeFazio here on the Food Friday. Let's go over to Ann in Albany. Ann.
Hi. I'm calling with a question about fruit-filled Italian cookies. We have my mother-in-law's recipe, either prune or fig filling. The question is, how do you keep the dough, which is, you know, flour with egg cracked in it, and you got to roll it out and knead it, roll it a little bit. My husband tends to talk too much and overdo it. So what's the tip for keeping the preparation of the dough simple so that the cookies don't get all dried out?
Okay. So we're going to find out here. Maria, what do you think?
So the cookies don't get all dried out. Well, I mean, take it easy on the flour because you can always, always add more flour as you're rolling it out. If your dough, you want to keep a nice moist dough. So if you find that it's too moist, you can always add more flour as you're rolling it out. But you can't take flour out once it's too dry. And then if you, as you're, take little pieces of the dough and work with it, the rest wrap in some cellophane so it stays nice and moist and doesn't, you know, get that crackly hard surface on you. And just do a little bit at a time.
Excellent.
Does
Thank
that help
you very
you?
Much.
Okay.
Thanks a lot for the call. While Maria was answering that question expertly, Rocco unveiled the ravioli. And I got to say, it looks pretty good.
Oh, it does. Rocco, you're like everybody's Italian grandma.
Just call me Grant. Just call me Nana.
Oh, we had an email here. What did I do with it here? Oh, I lost it.
Just call me, not Papa. My granddaughter calls me Papa. Just call me Nana.
And our number here is 800-348-2551. I had a funny email here, and I've lost it. Oh, well. I got so wrapped up in helping you open up the ravioli. You know, my kingdom for a couple of paper plates. Usually Jim Lavoulis is here.
Where's
and he has
Jim?
He's going, oh, that's a good idea. Give one to Maria.
Yeah.
Because you want to try it too. All right, let's take another call. Oh, here's the email. This one is, no wonder.
It wasn't on your phone.
It wasn't printed out. Okay, that's why we have producers, because we ain't too bright. This is from Jeremy. My cousin Cameo lived near Schenectady and used to go to Pereca's a lot. She brought me there once a couple years ago, and it was great. Some of the best bread I've ever had. Also, Rocco sounds like he'd be great fun to hang out with.
No.
Head over to the casino. Shout out his name.
About five Roccos will stand up.
Yeah. One of them will be Rocco.
I had never met Rocco before today.
Yeah.
But I did call him on the telephone out of the blue a couple of years ago to ask his advice about something.
And I hung up on her twice.
No, you did not.
Rocco did not know me from Adam. And we spent like an hour on the phone together, didn't we, Rocco?
Yes, we did.
And I hung up that phone, and I said, oh, my God, what a nice man. I have a
All
new
the things
friend.
They say about him aren't true.
All right, back to the phones before we get into real trouble here. Let's go to Diane in Gloversville. Diane.
Hi, you guys. I'm just so enjoying the show.
Thank you.
I wish I was there. Two things. The struvla, when my grandmother got in, you know, got into her 80s, she started baking the dough as opposed to frying it. And it worked out really well.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
And
a lot
I didn't like it. I never liked it because I wasn't the big fan of honey, but nor did I ever make it. But I just wanted to share that with the listeners. The other thing which I didn't like was panettone. I never liked panettone.
Oh, my gosh. You'd love this. Oh.
But I don't know why. But anyway, it was you know, we had it all the time during the holidays. But what I did like what she did is, you know, you couldn't eat the whole thing. It was bigger than a basketball. So she would slice it and put, like, vanilla pudding in between it. You know, slice it so that it was like a little cake,
yeah,
a mini cake.
That's called, there's a name for that. That's actually a thing. It's called a Pandoro.
Yeah, yeah.
Pandoro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, also put ice cream.
It's called a Pandoro.
Oh, Pandoro.
Well,
yeah.
There you go. Well, thank you, Diane. We appreciate it. Have a great Christmas. Our number is 800-348-2551. This is your panettone.
Yes.
It's so light.
Very light.
It's very buttery. Butter, sugar, more butter.
Yeah.
More butter. I don't like the citron, those little, you know, citron dried fruits. So I don't put them in. I just put raisins in because I'm going to, you know, I want to eat my panettone.
Right. Well, this is, this is really good. When you were here last time, Rocco, I think you made Italian ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. The
And that blew my
mind. Gelato.
With just bread and gelato.
Oh, yum.
Really good. You ever had that before?
No, it sounds incredible.
Nice Italian sweet rolls with olive oil and gelato.
You know, just saying, he makes gelato. You make bread. Maybe a little bit of synergy here.
Yeah, the nice big. That's a real Italian ice cream sandwich.
Oh, really good. All right, back to the phones here.
Not ice cream. I'm sorry. I bite my tongue. Gelato.
That's all right. We'll forgive you. Let's go to Creta in Gansvoort. You're on.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Ray, first of all, I didn't call about this, but you are so funny. They make you sound like you're a kind of a cranky guy.
Yeah, well,
but
I am.
Actually, I find you to be quite funny.
Oh, thank you very much. You know, I'm cranky in real life, but when I get on the radio, no, everybody's shaking their head, nodding. Okay.
When you put food in front of him, he changes.
And the ravioli's so good. Oh, it's so good. All right, so you had a question.
Yes, I do. First of all, I wanted to know what the heck happened to Spumoni ice cream. I cannot find that anywhere. We always had it at Christmas.
Oh, you know what? I will tell you where to get Spumoni.
Beautiful.
There is a little, Preca's Bakery is on North J Street in Schenectady.
Yeah.
It's the Little Italy section of Schenectady. Across the street from Preca's is a little Spumoni shop called Civitello's.
Civitello's.
And they make their own pastries and Spumoni. And is Spumoni like you've never tasted.
Oh, that's great.
Spumoni.
I live up in Glens Falls, but it's certainly worth the trip.
It is worth the
Not
trip.
Not today, though, I think.
Not today, no.
How much snow do you have up there?
About 8 inches.
Wow.
Yay.
It really stopped here for most of the day in Albany, and it just sort of picked up with some sleet and some snow. Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate it very much. Our number is 800-348-2551. Rocco, I got to say
the meatballs.
Rocco, this is delicious.
The ravioli
I'm eating
and the meatballs.
With the raisins and the pinoli. That's old school.
Really good.
Now,
really old school.
This really is bringing back memories.
Right?
This is really memorable Italian food, yes.
I remember the name of the restaurant up in New York. It's Mimo's.
Mimo's. And they actually do that.
Yeah.
With the raisins and the...
I think the raisins, the raisins are in there. The pine nuts are definitely in there. And it's really, it's our favorite restaurant up there.
And where again?
York Beach, Maine.
I got to
It's right
that.
On the beach.
Wow.
Okay, let's go back to the phones. Yeah, but the ravioli too, man.
Oh,
wow.
Creamy.
The bolognese sauce? Yeah.
I gotta try the ravioli.
You know, this is probably the same bolognese that you use on the bolognese pizza, right?
Yes.
Which is my favorite over there.
Why isn't it?
Good stuff. All right, while Maria tries that, let's take another call here. We'll go over to Mary in Albany. Mary, you're on.
Hi. I have a question. We had some neighbors when I was growing up. The grandmother was from Naples, and at Christmas time, she would make a sweet bread, and it would be formed in the shape of a doll for the granddaughters and a horse for the boys in the family. Was there a name for that? Was that a special Christmas thing that was to Naples?
Mary, I'm thinking it was the panettone, shaped, just rolled out and shaped
differently. It could have been.
Because I have seen it. I have seen it shaped in different forms. I'm not very artistic, so I would never even think of that. But
yeah.
Well, this is pretty artistic. I'll tell you what. All you got to do is taste it. Hey, Mary, thanks for the call.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye. 800-348-2551. Rocco DeFazio is here, and Maria Pareca Papa is here. Are you having fun?
I'm eating, sorry.
That's okay. You can talk with your mouth full on this program.
I love it here. I love Rocco.
Well, there you go.
Oh, it's the food thing.
It's really the first impression. After a while, it kind of wears
off. If I don't
have
food on me, I'm not that interested.
Exactly.
Really.
Over to line four is Susie in Northfield, Mass. Susie, you're on.
Hi. I have a question about ravioli, which seems like a very timely question.
Oh, yeah.
My grandmother always made ravioli at Christmas, and she taught my father, and my father taught me. And the difference in our family ravioli from what I've eaten anywhere else is that we roll the pasta out as thin as we possibly can get it. And I'm wondering whether that's a regional thing, because everywhere else I've seen pasta rolled fairly thick, but we go right down to the number one on the pasta
machine.
This
is fairly thin.
It's thin. I would say thin is more. You don't want a thick. You don't want to have to like use your knife for it. I think the best raviolis are the ones you just use your fork and.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
We have consensus on the panel here, Susie. Thank you for the call and have a great holiday. 800-348-2551. Rocco, I hope you're not making up more eggs here.
No, I got another thing. Big thing is the fruit. After you've eaten all this stuff, my father loved this. This is figs with chestnuts in it.
Wow.
Figs with chestnuts. Now, you prepare these yourself?
No, my
thank you.
Whatever prepared it.
Somebody at the shop.
Ray, what do you think?
I don't know, man.
Just eat it and tell me.
Well, how can I eat it and do a show at the same time? All right, let's take a call and then I'll try it. Because otherwise Rocco gets cranky. 800-348-2551. Lewis in Northern Vermont. Lewis, you're on. Hello. Oh, your connection's pretty bad, Lewis. Let's give it a second here, and if not, we'll have to try it again. Go ahead. It's not going to work. Sorry, Lewis. You waited all that time, and I apologize.
Pasquale
and Red Hook, you're on.
Hey, Rocco. This is Pasquale Linguini.
Pasquale Linguini, my favorite.
How you doing?
Very good. How you doing?
I just want to let you know I just came back from lunch, and I had an affogato with chocolate gelato.
You're going to go through all the flavors, aren't you?
I am, and it's all your fault.
Pat comes into the store the other day, okay, and he shows me his belly, and he goes, "This is your fault because you introduced me to affogato."
What is affogato?
It's a girl for his girlfriend.
Oh, really?
No, it's a, well, I'm going to make
she's
you
a good
affogato.
Cook, is she?
So he goes, "You introduced me to affogato. Now I got to have an affogato every day." He said his doctor even, right? Your doctor yelled at you.
Yes, he did.
And who did you blame?
You.
Thank you. It's Rocco's fault.
All right.
Because he introduced me to her.
All right, Pasquale. Thanks for the call,
Pasquale's a prince.
Well, that was a nice call. The fig is delicious. Really good.
Figs isn't the fig good?
With chestnuts in it.
And so
very big in the Italian community.
Mm.
And I'm going to make you, both of you, an affogato.
We only have a minute left.
Well,
so
let's get going.
Let's affogato going here.
Let's get affogato going.
What is it?
Oh, my God. You don't know what an affogato is.
Look at me. Do you think I know what an affogato
is? Oh, I got a minute.
Did I ever try an egg with vermouth before in my life? Come on.
God.
So what's an affogato?
You will find out in a second. Just keep on talking. Take another call.
All right. By the way, if you would like to make a pledge at WAMC.org, we're getting ready for the fun drive, and the lockbox is open.
You
we would love to hear from you.
Never had an affogato.
I never had an affogato.
Oh, my God.
What are you pouring? Is that soy sauce you're pouring in there?
Yeah, soy sauce.
What is that?
Is it like a root beer float?
Just try it.
You know, when he's evasive like this, it's
I think it's like a float because I saw gelato go in and soda.
An affogato, the traditional affogato, is
it's so good.
Vanilla gelato with espresso coffee.
Oh,
that is like the last thing you have at the meal.
That's delicious.
because I didn't bring my espresso pot with me attached to my back, okay, I brought this soft drink. It's called Manhattan Special. It's an adult soft drink. It is espresso soda. It's the best drink
ever.
That's
really great.
Yeah. And I mix that with the vanilla gelato. And that's what Pat Pasquale is complaining about. I introduced it to him. And now he's going to have a heart attack, and his wife is going to blame me.
Well, as long as they don't blame WAMC, I think we're good to go. All right, we are done. Rocco, how do we find out more about DeFazio's?
Website.
Website, DeFazio'sPizza.com. We're there 6 days a week, 271-1111. We got that number just for Ray.
So I can remember it. Thanks a lot. And Maria, thank you for coming. How do we find out about Parecas?
Oh, you can find out all about us on Facebook for Parecas Bakery or More Parecas.
Well, this was great. You'll come back?
I will.
Maybe it'll just be you and me next time. We won't worry about Rocco.
I'm not coming without Rocco.
Right. Oh, hold on. Can you get your gift real quick? Put your gift on.
I got to do underwriting here.
Hurry up. This is more important. This is from the boys at the This is from the boys at the pizzeria. They said for you to embrace your
They're taking a picture of it.
Your Amish heritage.
All right.
Okay.
Can I do the underwriting?
They call you Raymond Groff.
All right, fine.
They go, Mr. Raymond Groff of
All right. Zach will have to
Amish heritage.
We'll have to discrep a few underwriting spots. Thanks, Rocco. Support comes from Finn, your fishmonger, Gilderland, bringing sustainable seafood to the capital region, offering fresh fish and shellfish along with chef-inspired prepared foods. Taking holiday orders now. Fresh, sustainable, memorable. Finnshops.com and Convino Wine Bar, Northampton, Massachusetts. Over 70 wines by the glass and full menu from afternoon snack through nightcap. Live music Sundays at Mondays, Thorns Marketplace, ConvinoWineBar.com. Wow. All right. Merry Christmas, all. We're done.